episode 565. Thank you all for listening to episode 564. Apologies to Bird Dog. I am homeowner again, Gray, here with my co-host.
Did you say homo?
Yeah, homo. Gray.
Oh, homo again?
Yes, always homo.
With Bear?
And the Oklahomian parrot.
Don't go Dub here.
Who?
What?
What? Dub makes an appearance. Hey, he showed up before Cody did again. What was the over under on Dub coming back? Wasn't it episode 600 or something?
I think it was something around that.
Yeah, so if you bet the unders, you hit.
Definitely was before Cody. We knew that.
Yeah, if you bet the unders, you hit. Robbie in the lobby had the overs, so go collect from him, please. At robbieinthelobby@gmail.com.
I'm just like The Rock. I just come back, you know, periodically.
I know you show up when you want to. I mean, you haven't been here in what, a year, 2 years?
Well, it's been a while.
It's been a minute, but you came back for WrestleMania, so that's good, which will be the next episode. But those tuning in today, it is Monday for us, Thursday for you, so we'll just get rolling. I know Jeremy said he should have trivia today, so I just already reached out to him, make sure that we have it for one of these two shows. So thanks to Wes Anderson for Mind Quarantine, and what's the other song, Jake?
I have no clue. Can't do that to me.
Bear? Dub?
I don't know, but I did see that he's putting out new music, which is pretty awesome.
He is. He's put out quite a bit of new music.
I'm trying to open up all my browsers. I'm not even paying attention.
He's collaborating with a lot.
Yeah, he's doing big things right now. He's out there doing his thing. Still in Baltimore. RIP Bridge.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I saw that they could have steered that steered the boat a little bit different ways.
Nah, power went out.
Power went out twice.
But they could have still steered the boat, is what they made it sound like, without the power.
Well, that's what I don't understand. Like, we're
they
like,
want you to think.
We're in 2024. I mean, we put a man on the moon in 1969.
Well, I mean, according to Fox, we didn't.
I mean, like, you would think in today's world with all this technology that even though your power goes out in a boat, you should still be able to steer the damn thing.
I mean, I think that boat also was like from the 70s. So it's not like it was a boat in 2020, you know.
Well, even the Titanic could have, you know, even the Titanic tried to miss the iceberg.
Yeah, and how'd that work out for him?
Where is it? Still in the bottom of the ocean?
Oh, I'm sure the guy tried not to hit the bridge because, you know, he's going to have manslaughter charges on him, but shit happens. So.
Yep. Is what it is. But the other song was Moments in Time, by the way. So thanks, Wes Anderson. Thank you to All Wear Clothing. Visit allwearclothing.com, Metro Overline Podcast, and Brandon will get up with that deal. Thanks to Crandall's Quality Landscaping, who now has a bird working for them. Thank you to them. Call Sean, 419-704-5471. Serves the Toledo and surrounding areas and not
Martinsville, Virginia.
True. Thank you, Sean. Thank you to Paper Denim Art. Visit Facebook. Check out Paper Denim Art. Tell Danny what you're looking for. She's going to hook you up with that deal. Thank you to Sparty Steve, Great Keep Merch, and last but not least, Connell Barrett, DannyTransformation.com.
Yeah, make sure you go over to DatingTransformation.com and get that free consultation from Connell when you mention Over the Line Podcast. And in the meantime, get to Amazon.com and buy Connell's book, Dating Sucks, But You Don't.
That is valid. So, Bear, tell us about golf this past week.
Well, Scotty Scheffler choked, which is nice. Steven Yeager ended up winning the tournament. Scheffler had a 5-foot birdie on 18 and absolutely just missed terribly on the left side. So yeah, Steven Yeager wins the golf tournament, which I had, by the way, 50-1. So that was nice.
Scotty, I hope you bet $100 on that.
I did not know. I bet 5 to 6 golfers every week. So it doesn't happen. But yeah, man, Scotty was there. I mean, he won the last two tournaments he played in. It's in Texas. It's his home state. It's his tournament to win. And his putter just left him on Sunday after he putted so well on Thursday, Friday, and half of Saturday. So I think it all started when he hit a perfect shot on, I think it was 14, 13 or 14. Flag was in front, false front, water behind that, and it spun all the way off the green into the water, and he just wasn't the same after that. So, yeah, Scotty pretty much blew it, playing with a whole bunch of nobodies. But Steven Yeager, he won six times on the Korn Ferry Web.com Tour. So, you know, he knows how to win. Finally did it on the PGA Tour, which he's been playing really well. So, you know, he's kind of a low flyer going into Augusta, where I'm going to take a guess that he'll probably be another like 75 or 100 to 1 to win. So might want to put a little bit down on Steven Yeager there too. I could see him running away at Augusta, no doubt. But good tournament overall. For the podcast, not great for some, decent for others. Scotty Scheffler does get a 2 for Jeremy, which was exactly what he wanted. He said that he wanted him to get back on track, and he did. He gets a 2 out of him, best score of the week. Tom Hoagie gets a 14 for myself. Wyndham Rotunda Clark, we ended up changing back to Gray because he did not withdraw. Ended up getting 31st. Bo Hosler, when Cody actually picks, he picks a guy who doesn't miss the cut. Funny enough, Tony Fleetwood and Bo Hosler, it's a 57. And Dub and Parrott, yeah, 2 missed cuts. Dub with Jason Day, Parrott with his namesake, Jake Knapp. Parrott, after having a hot start, has missed 4 cuts in a row.
So I got a question. I got a question because for some reason I can't get on the standings. How many missed cuts have I had this year?
4.
4.
Like, my goodness.
3 in the last 5 weeks.
I can't pick anybody, right?
Well, Cody's had 9 missed cuts.
Yeah, but he doesn't pick.
Yeah, this is true. I've had 2. Bears had 3. Parrott's had 4, but all in a row. And Jeremy's had 5.
4. I could have sworn I had more than 4.
Nope.
Oh, yeah, just a bad couple last week. I mean, you just had Scotty win 3 weeks ago.
Well, you had Cam Young finish 70th. Young Hung An finished 66th.
Yeah.
Nikolai Hosgaard 52nd. JT Poston 55th.
It's like missing a cut. I mean, it was just like this week. This week, there were so many people tied that 83 guys in the field. So you miss the cut, you get an 84. I mean, sucks, but sometimes it just works that way. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, your updated standings, you have myself at 32.7, Gray at 35.8, Parrott 41.5, Jeremy 42.7, Dub with 49.3, and Cody at 60.1. No shock there. Valero Texas Open week before the Masters, TPC San Antonio this week. Corey Connors is your defending champion, and he is in the field this week to defend his title in Texas. Pretty stacked field, actually. You got Rory's playing this week, which he normally doesn't do before the Masters. Max Homa, Jordan Spieth, Hideki, Connors, Morikawa, Fleetwood, Fitzpatrick, a lot of big names playing this week, the week before the Masters. But since I have dibs on this, which normally I hate taking guys the week before the Masters who normally have a chance to do something, I'm going to anyways. I'm going Jordan Spieth this week. He's a Texas boy, and I don't want to pick him any later in the year. He's not playing the best golf, but he just had a week off, so hopefully he fixed his driver and gets his shit together, can give me a top 20 in his home state of Texas. Greg?
Well, I was going to go him or Corey Connors, so since you went him, I'm going Corey Connors.
All right. The defending, reigning defending champ. All right.
Robbie's celebratory pick is a Tony Finau, by the way.
That's Robbie's pick.
Yeah, I'm going Corey Connors as well. I'm not changing it just because you picked it.
I don't even know if Tony Finau's playing this week.
Okay. He won't win. What about Russell Henley?
Yeah, he's in. He's in the field. Plus 4,000.
Yeah.
I'll take Henley.
I like that.
All right.
He's one of the Macon boys.
The conga.
Do we have a pick for Jeremy or no?
I'm waiting to hear from him.
All right, Dub, to you.
Yeah, I don't usually pick till Wednesday, but I guess I'll go Corey Connors since he's defending champ.
Oh, I love it. That's a miscut. Thank you.
Great. That means I'm missing a cut. Jake yeah. and Dub yeah, took
Barrett and Dub on Connors. All right. That's beautiful. I love it. Thanks, guys.
But I picked him first, so maybe luck will go the other way.
Corey Connors is just – dude is just solid. I mean, if he – even if he has a bad week, he's still going to make the cut and get you like a 35th. He's just solid.
I hope so.
And Cody, if he ever shows up, may pick. If not, he'll get the last place person like he normally does.
Yes, he will. All right. We'll wait. We'll see what Jeremy says. He was active 10 minutes ago. I don't know where the some bitch is now.
Some bitch. We'll get it. We'll get his picks. We still got plenty of week left. It is Monday when we record. Are you releasing this tomorrow?
No, probably Thursday.
Thursday.
Yeah. Yep. This is no WrestleMania April on Saturday.
Joke. Yeah, this is no April Fool's joke, people. This is real. Yep.
This is legit. You know, we got people going on the road. Dub wanted to show up on the show, couldn't believe it. So had to do it today.
NASCAR hasn't even been done for 24 hours yet. We're already going to be talking about it.
Yeah, no shit. So what happened in this last race? I saw, pissed off Martin Truex Jr.
Yeah, you just don't see that out of MTJ. But yeah, I mean, he dominated the whole race and fucking Bubba spun out Kyle, man. It's absolutely crazy. Kyle Larson, that is, pronouns pal. At the end of that, with two laps to go. So a big restart. And well, of course, Hamlin beats Truex out of the pits. And then Truex thought he jumped the start. And then he got mad, and then he got mad at Larson, and then Larson jammed him into the wall, which I loved. And then he got pissed afterwards and ended up hitting Hamlin in the back after he won the race. I've never seen anything like it before. And everyone's interview afterwards are like, Martin is the most respected guy in a car. And just, it happens. Haven't seen it before. I'm sure he's frustrated. He dominated the race and lost. So I get it. Shit happens. But yeah, Dub's second favorite driver ended up winning, Denny Hamlin.
And he took him.
Who he picked, by the way.
Yeah, got that one. Douche McDoucherson number two now.
Douche McDoucherson number two wins.
So we know who Douche McDoucherson number one is. That's Kyle Busch. So
yeah, still haven't picked him yet.
Hooters. Nice.
Yeah, I know.
That's perfect. Look at that.
So
Hooters air. That's amazing.
What a mug.
Some of the memorabilia at Robbie and the lobby's Robbie's ranch.
I hope he has a hot soup in there.
Sorry, there's a matching lunchbox next to it.
Of course there is.
That's so good.
Dude.
Go ahead, Barry.
I have to say this because it is hilarious. So, you know, his Japanese truck obsession. So we had to take the
tires. Hold on, you got to preface this. You got to tell the crew. What is on Robbie's ranch? Like the 97 vehicles that are out there.
There's three Japanese trucks. Two of them are broken.
What is a Japanese truck?
The mini Japanese truck that you drive on the right side?
So he went to go drive the crew cab uptown today. He made it like up the hill. And then it just started hitting rev limiter and wouldn't do anything. So it broke. So I had to tow it back up to the house. And then we had to take all, because he was going to take the tires up and get them swapped onto a different set of rims. So we take all, one of the trucks, I'll have to take a picture of you and send it tomorrow. It's literally sitting on blocks. Like a car at a car dealership. There's
so you were able to lift that up by hand and put it on the blocks, right?
I lifted up my pinky.
Yeah, I figured.
But yeah, there's three of those. There's two gators. I fixed the gator today.
Did you fix the golf cart?
No, I can't figure it out. And then there's two trucks here. Yeah. A lot of shit.
So it's on blocks.
It's not even blocks. There's a big old piece of wood in the back on the back axle holding the back end up, and there's two little blocks up front.
Amazing.
Oh, it's hilarious. I just see him walking up his driveway without the truck. I'm like, oh god.
Gotta love that. So
how's it doing over there? I don't know what he's doing. We'll just get off of him. So anyways, back to it. Joey Logano gets a 2 for Gray. MTJ got a 4 for Jeremy after leading pretty much the entire second half of the race. Christopher Bell gets a 6 for me. Ty Dillon a 29 for Cody. And Ricky Stenhouse a 33 for Parrott. Parrott has also fallen off of NASCAR just like golf the last few weeks.
I know. It's amazing.
After going 1-9-2-6, goes 16-17-33. And Jeremy is just on a roll right now. Hasn't finished worse than 7th the last 5 weeks. So he's dominating with a 6.3. Gray with a 10 even, myself at 10.3, Parrott at 12, Dub at 17, and Cody with 18.9. So this week we got the Cookout 400 at Martinsville Speedway this week. I think, yeah, Sunday afternoon race. I wanted to say Saturday for some reason, but no, Sunday afternoon race. So got the Cookout at Martinsville. You said Jeremy doesn't have one, so Gray, we're going to go to you being in second place.
Oh, I'm in second, eh?
You are by 0.3 over myself.
Let me take a gander here. I think I got my guy. Yeah, I do. I'm going to use him now because this is probably his best track. Last year, he finished in the top 5 twice, Chase.
Always leads for player. They never have to stop and wait for the basketball.
No idea what's going on.
Barrett's got to make a pick.
Oh, I'm up.
I'm up. Yeah, sorry, I have done zero research on this. So I was doing quick research. I just feel like I have to go with the guy who just had little anger spout last week. I'm going with MTJ. See if he can get it done at the big paperclip. So we're going Truex this week.
Now it's you, Parrott.
Now Parrott.
Have I taken Mr. Tyler Reddick?
Yes.
Week 3.
Mr. Kevin Harvick.
He's retired.
He's in the booth.
Well, that's
he'll be there, but
yeah, he'll be in the booth.
Truex.
You have not taken him, so congratulations. I hope he wrecks.
All right, well, we'll even it out.
Yeah, no kidding. Miss cut. Yeah, miss 30 seconds. Golf,
and Truex is going to wreck on the second lap.
Yeah.
All right, now to you, Dub.
I was going to take Truex, but I think I already took Truex, and then Bear said he was going to take Truex.
You did not take Truex, FYI.
All right. I will not take him. But I will take did I take Eric Jones yet?
You have not.
Yeah, give me Eric Jones.
Who are these people you take?
You did also take Kaz Grala, just in case you wanted to take him twice.
Or Noah Gragson.
You did pick Noah's worst week, you know.
Of course I did.
But you won last week, so we've got 5 different winners this year. Only one guy hasn't won yet. It's the guy not on the show.
So yeah, I did take Eric Jones, or I have not.
You have not.
Like I said, I can't get on the standings for some reason. Give me Eric Jones.
Well,
you probably got it shared with your other email. So I will share it with, yep, we do. So I'll share it with this email.
Yeah, but I should be, I think I.
It was shared to your BG email.
Technology.
And I think this is the easiest pick for Cody. And Gray, you can agree with me or not. It is Martinsville, so we'll just give him Truex Jr. 2 to screw us all.
His name's Martin. It's in the track. Done.
Unless he changes and gets on, which I doubt he will, but yeah, Cody's going to take Martin Truex Jr. because what says Martinsville more than Martin? Well, it makes sense.
A guy named Martin.
Yeah, named Martin. And we'll get Jeremy's pick.
Yeah, he viewed it, so I'm thinking he's doing some research.
Good.
All right, Dub, it's shared with you now.
I got.
Oh, hold up, hold up! Before while we got NASCAR, let's get Dubs. Did you get Dubs' picks in? Oh yeah, you did for baseball, Orioles over Cubs.
Yeah, we got all that in. Just to recap, because Dub doesn't know, baseball picks. I have Braves over Orioles with the Reds as a surprise team. Dub, you have the Orioles over the Cubs with the Giants, your surprise team. Cody has Braves over Orioles with the Twins as his surprise team, even though they're scheduled to win the AL Central. Barrett has the Braves over the Orioles with the Royals as his surprise team, which is a real surprise team. And yes. Gray has the Yankees over the Dodgers with the Reds as his surprise team as well. So
went down to Houston and swept them sons of
bitches. Are the Reds really a surprise team though? Because weren't they
technically they finished third, didn't they?
The reason why I picked them as a surprise team is because I think they're going to win the NL Central.
So do I.
No one's picking them to win the NL Central, so it's not a surprise of, hey, they're going to win 80 games and be good. It's no, they're going to be the NL Central winners. So that's why I took them as a surprise pick.
All right.
So, damn, Pirates are 5-0 too. Shit.
Yeah, they just won again today. Yep, very early in the baseball season, and we've already had two bases clearing brawls, which is awesome.
Really? Who got in fights?
Well, hey, the one with the Mets, I think was legit. That guy should have. That guy deliberately went to the left and slid right into his.
I can't remember who slid, but they slid into Jeff McNeil, which is hilarious because I saw on one of the MLB sites on Twitter that McNeil did the same exact thing 2 years ago. the same exact thing.
I didn't know that, but yeah, that was
not to him. It was a different team, but McNeil, like, I get it. You're going to be mad when someone slides into your knee and ankle turning a double play. But yeah, he did the same exact thing 2 years prior, which the internet never forgets. Just everyone needs to remember that.
Well, that's absolutely true.
But yeah, that was one of them. And then the other one was it Tampa and Toronto? Yeah, I think it was Tampa and Toronto.
I did not see that one.
Yeah, dude on Toronto, I think it was the fielder or the pitcher had the ball or whatever. And dude from Tampa was on the base. And the guy from Toronto was just kind of standing there. So he pushed him off. And then the pitcher just lunged at him up high. And it caused a little kerfuffle. So, yeah, we've already had two and four games played. So might make for a good MLB season.
Yeah.
And then NBA, we got Bucks over Nuggets, Bucks over Suns, Bucks over Nuggets, Nuggets over Celtics, Celtics over Nuggets. So at least everyone is still alive there. NHL, Avalanche over Hurricanes, Vegas over Wings, Avalanche over Leafs, Avalanche over Hurricanes, Oilers over Hurricanes, and Wings over Vegas. So technically also alive there, but the Wings are holding on for dear life at the moment.
Seriously, yeah, it's pissing me off.
Hey, man, they're doing a lot better than the Penguins, I can tell you that.
Yeah, but it's been too damn long.
For what?
Since they made the playoffs, this is their closest that they've been to actually being in the playoff.
When's the last time they made it?
Oh, it's been like 7 years.
I think it was 2016.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Being long. You go basically almost my entire life making the playoffs, and then now 8 years without making it, man. It sucks.
They're close, aren't they? Yeah.
They're like. They're technically 2 points out of the last wild card, I think, or a point out.
So that would be the – oh, yeah, 2 points out. I see it. Flyers and Caps.
Yeah.
They're all super close.
Well, so that's the thing. The way that the wild card works, Earl, it's just
– 3-3 and then the next two.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Weird.
Which Tampa really has that threshold on. But the problem is it's not – the Caps are third in the Metropolitan. If they weren't, the Wings would have a much better shot. But the Caps are taking up space in the Metropolitan with 82 points. So Tampa has 89, who the Wings are playing right now. It's 1-1 after two, which it pretty much is a must-win game.
So you guys are behind what, the Flyers, basically?
Yeah, we're pretty much behind the Flyers. And they're 2 points out, but they have a game – one more game to play over the Flyers. And right now the Flyers are losing to the Islanders 3-2, just started the third period. So Flyers losing would be huge. And the Wings winning would tie them for that second wild card spot. So Yeah, they gotta go. They gotta go and do it. I mean, they at least gotta get a point since they have an extra game on Philly. So at least gotta get a point. So yeah, and there's pretty much 8 games left in the season for the NHL for the regular season. So be a good run down the stretch. And the Wings do not have an easy schedule either. Not at all. I think they have to play Carolina again. Tampa, Pittsburgh, Washington. So
you probably chalk up Pittsburgh as a win.
I don't know. Pittsburgh beat the shit out of them last time they played.
Yeah, Pittsburgh's not good, though. It's bad. Where's the game?
I don't know.
It's Pittsburgh's dog shit on the road. 12, 17, and 7.
At Pittsburgh.
Damn, but the Wings have lost 4 in a row, eh? Damn.
Yes, they have. Wings are at Tampa tonight. Then they play the Rangers at home, Buffalo at home, Washington at home. Then they go to Pittsburgh, go to Toronto, and then they end with Montreal back to back, home and away to end the season or to end the year. So
at least Montreal's not that good, so that helps.
Yeah, but I mean that the first five are all team. You know, you got three teams in the playoffs. You have Buffalo, who's right behind. You have Pittsburgh, who kind of right behind, but I mean they're still in it. And then Toronto, who's in it. So, yeah, you got to show your mettle, and you got to win games. Simple as that.
It doesn't help that you're on a 4-game losing streak, too.
Yeah, Pittsburgh's winning right now, too, which is kind of surprising. Everybody's fighting for the Flyers spot because Lightning pretty much got that wrapped.
Yeah, I mean the problem is the Wings lost 11 out of their last 14.
Jesus,
that's the issue. You even split those. We're not even talking about that now. We're talking about just go and get a point and everyone's happy. So yeah, it's tough, but hey, that's why they play the game. So we'll see what they can do. They gotta get out of Tampa with 2 points, though, that's for sure. And hope the Islanders hold off Philly today. So yeah. And then NBA, like you said, we're all gonna be in for that. It's all gonna come down obviously to
what's the NBA?
The National Basketball Association.
Oh, never heard of it.
No, never heard of it. That's funny because your picks were the Bucks over the Suns, and your surprise team was the Pistons.
Oh, they are surprising. Yeah, I mean that's I got
surprisingly
that right.
Bad.
I got the surprise part right, just not in the correct category.
Yeah, I guess we should. I guess we probably should specify. It's supposed to be surprising is good.
Yeah. See, I'm surprised that they're not good.
I don't think anybody is.
So
they're losing to the Grizzlies tonight, who are missing like 4 starters.
They're terrible.
So that's even better for them.
Like you go into a season, like you're so excited because, you know, you get, you know, I love the hire of Monty. I love the draft picks that they've had these last couple of years. You know, I thought people were, you know, developing. And then you lose, what is it, 30 in a row? Well, I don't even know what the streak was, 28 in a row to basically start off the season. I think they started off 2-1.
They did.
They lost 28 straight. And it's like, I don't even know if I'm watching. I'm not even going to like bother following the Pistons anymore. So, I don't know. It's just depressing.
Yeah, it's the Pistons. You'll be all right.
Yeah.
You still got the Tigers to let you down this year.
Yeah. That's true. Hey, they're 3-0.
That is true. That is true. They did sweep the Sox to start the year. That's solid. Yeah, a lot of like sweeps or 3-1s to start the year. Guardians start off 3-1. Yankees start off with a sweep. Yeah, just good little start, good little wrinkle to the year.
Well, if
we're 1-2 there against St. Louis, they didn't have a homer in the 8th last night.
The Yankees could easily be 1-3 too if Juan Soto and Oswaldo Cabrera didn't hit the ball.
Mm-hmm.
They had more than half their hits combined.
Yeah, that first game, I was watching, and the Astros were up 4-0 fast on old Nestor the Molester. And next thing I know, I'm looking, and it's 5-4 Yankees. I'm like, what happened? Right. I'm like, no, it's 4-0 after two.
I got super excited. I got super excited when, you know, they were hitting in that, then our, you know, the beautiful cable we have was, it's just Yankee game every time.
Yeah, it was, I mean, it was solid. They just kept going after they started off pretty shitty, but it's early. That's the thing. It's early. So super early in the baseball season, but it's going. And then, yeah, our bracket is busted.
Yep.
Houston lost. Killed the OTL pod bracket. Not good. So right now, leading the way, Boyle the bracket maker, 850 points, has UConn winning. RVB 25 has Purdue winning. DG's picks has UConn winning. Bird Dog, 780, sitting in third.
Bird Dog. Winning.
RE Smith 2000 in fifth has Purdue winning. So they're shut out if Purdue ends up winning the tourney. So then Answer Key 3 and J West 5555 up there with two right up there. And then Montez T. Baggins 8th, OTL Pod 10th, and so on and so forth. People who aren't going to win, so I'm not going to name you all, sorry. But those are the ones that we got there. So,
yeah,
I'm going to come down to it.
I joined, obviously, late. But I had, obviously, Auburn. That killed me. And basically, mine was busted in the first hour. Or, I mean, 2 hours. And then, who else did I have? I had Houston. I had Purdue. And then I had North Carolina in my Final Four. So, I had one make the Final Four.
There you go. Yeah, I mean, I think most people probably only really have two in the Final Four, maybe three. But, yeah, we got UConn versus Alabama. Should be a good one. And then we have Purdue and NC State, the 11 seed. Not many people saw them coming. Man, you got to love DJ Burns, though.
Hey, tractor trailer 2.0, baby.
You got to love DJ Burns. He's so light on his feet. It's awesome to watch. I love it. But I think it's all kind of coming down to the Edie Klingon showdown in the Natty, which I'd like to see. But, God, I would love to see. I just love to see two good games. I'm hoping that's what we get. But so far, I don't think UConn is play. I mean, UConn plays good games. Their opponents don't. What they went on a 30-0 run against Illinois after being tied and put that game away quick. So, yeah. But, yeah, hopefully we just get two good Final Four games and, you know, we'll see what we get. But, unfortunately, I think NC State's run is going to come to an end. I think just Purdue's going to be too much for them. And I think UConn's just going to take care of business against Alabama. They play such good defense. They're so good fundamentally sound. And if they go cold, it'll be just like Illinois. It'll be a 30-0 run, and UConn run them right out of the gym.
Yeah, I think they'll both be good games.
The bird sitting in a tornado warning. We're getting those tomorrow. Don't worry.
Yeah, no shit.
Now we're tornado alley as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel bad because down south is right in the sweet spot again.
Wapak, yeah.
Yep. Same exact place. It just got them a couple
weeks ago. They just got them. Remember last year it took out, or 2 years ago, it took out the greenhouse on one side and part of the trailer park. Mm-hmm. And then this year it took out the other trailer park on the other side of the street. Yeah. And now they got the heavy warning tomorrow. I mean, we're part of the warning too area, but it's not going to be heavy like it is down there. And Bert, you got a basement down there?
No, there's actually a storm cellar though, but you got to walk 100 yards outside of the house to get to it.
That's okay. Dude, be like Dorothy.
Yeah. It's okay.
Tornadoes does come out this summer.
I'm going to keep my ass right here, and if it gets me, it gets me.
Yeah.
I ain't running faster than that thing.
You could fly faster than it, though.
I don't know. My wings are a little broken right now.
You had to move all the stuff in the trailer. Hey, that's a clean-ass trailer, though. He may look good. That's clean. Just make sure you get in the truck. The grid, you know what to grab for us.
Oh, I know. Well, he said I'm bringing most of it with me.
Yeah.
Because we're going to have the trailers, because he's going to be going out with that trailer with Willie. So.
Yeah, so you're just coming back with the truck, though. So.
Yeah.
So you'll have the grid, the body forms, and every credit card machine but one.
Did you find it?
No. He has 15 of them. I have 9. So I thought I had 10, but I have 9. And I said, how many you got? He said 15. I'm like, there we go. We got them all. But you're bringing 14 of them back.
Yeah.
Because you need some half for Auburn, while I need half in Kentucky.
Yeah, everything's labeled and organized. It's so beautiful.
Just remember, you got to get all the shit on Gray Key this week on the credit card machines.
Oh, I know. You'll have to send me the login, so I don't remember it. But
I got you. Just remind me then. Good deal. So anyway.
Your uncle.
What do you do now?
I'll tell you later.
All right.
Actually, I'll just text her right now.
All right. Sounds good. So, bracket's busted. We're not going to win. We're giving away swag. I hope we're giving away a small hoodie to somebody that was in the doing well.
That's a hope. We're going to find out. A couple games left. A couple games left to roll.
Dude, Caitlin Clark is cooking right now.
And college basketball is done. She is. I was up by 11. She's a beast, though. Best shooter in the game right now. The entire game.
Christ.
That reaction is my favorite.
Oh, this is terrible.
Oh, and Miss Kimber is on her way here, too.
Oh, good. Sounds like a blast.
It's going to be great.
Anyway.
I'm going to hop off, though, because my thing's at like 3%.
All right. Get your WrestleMania picks in.
left, right, left, right.
Yeah.
Got it.
Not that one coming.
All right. Later, guys.
See you, bud.
You're wrestling.
Left, right, like normal.
Yeah, I don't think they have a match.
What are you talking about?
Left, right.
They could. It's how Parrot picks, because, Red Wings scored. Boom, 2-1. It's big. It's big.
16-20, left in the third.
What else we have this week? I don't think we had anything else in the sports world this week, did we?
UFC.
Well, I meant anything else besides that.
Oh, actual sports. Well, Vontae Davis dead.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, I guess Rasheed Rice too, but that's about it.
Yeah, R.I.P. Rasheed.
No, that's just his career.
Yeah, his career's done. Not done, but. They say he's cooperating now, but, like, you seen that video? Freaking, what a doofus.
Well, I mean, of course he's cooperating. He's on video now. He has to cooperate. He should have cooperated 2 days ago.
By the way, Jeremy hasn't had time for NASCAR or golf yet, but he'll get him in by Wednesday.
Yeah, he's got time.
Tennessee fired their women's basketball coach.
Crazy. Didn't know if that was April Fool's or not. I hate today.
I absolutely hate today. My father-in-law sends me a text. Lions trade? ? I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, Jared Goff to Washington. I'm like, you know what today is, right? He's like, oh yeah, never mind.
I don't believe anything today until tomorrow.
I'm like, I hate today.
Yeah, people are too good at making fake accounts on Twitter. That's the true problem.
Yeah.
see that shit constantly.
I think that's legit. I think she actually got, which is kind of crazy because I thought they've had success over these last few years.
She has like 111 wins in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
Well, once Iowa finishes this off, what's her face will be next? Kim Mularkey or Mulcarney or whatever her name is.
Yeah.
Yeah, she'll be next, no doubt.
You think so?
Oh, yeah, all this stuff that's coming out with her.
You know, I know I heard that she went off on the guy that wrote the article, but I didn't know what it was all about.
Yeah, pretty much about it's mostly I haven't read the whole article. I've just seen snippets, but pretty much it's about having her players abandon their families and take advantage of them and all this to come, you know, get the best players play at LSU, all this stuff, just some shady shit pretty much. So when they're supposed to be like, you know, this is all about empowering the women and all, you know, making women's sports better, she's pretty much like dragging it down and being scum and this and that. That's the understanding I'm getting out of this, but I haven't read the full article because I'm not paying for the Washington Post.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, Kelly Harper went 108-52 in 5 years and got canned. That's ridiculous.
Dog eat dog world out there. Yeah, that's nuts.
There's no patience anymore.
Yeah, take you to the tournament every year, do all this, and yeah, I was putting this to bed. Gonna get revenge for last year. I'd love to see Iowa and South Carolina in the title game. It'd be great for the women.
Yeah, all right. Here, USC.
What is it now? Right now, Elite Eight?
Yeah. Yep. Elite Eight for the women. I hope so. I bet UConn -3.5. So I hope they do take care of USC tonight. You still don't like USC, Dub?
I can't stand him.
That's good. That's great. That's great shit, pal.
Great shit, pal.
All right. Off to USC. Oh, sorry, Dub. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, yeah. I can't think of anything. In all my time, obviously there's a bunch of shit that has happened since I've been back on. I mean, since I was on, but. No. Can't think of anything. Draft is in Detroit in a couple weeks.
Yeah. Still on 3 weeks. Fucking Tampa scored. God damn it. Still on 3 weeks till that. Which will get interesting, but we'll get into that here in a couple weeks when we got nothing else to talk about. But yeah. It'll be, quarterback-heavy draft. We know that. But we'll give a draft rundown, maybe do top 10 picks or something like that, what we think when we get to that point. When we get there. But, yeah, UFC this week in Los Apex, back in the Apex, after being in Atlantic City next week. So, I think am I starting on the left?
I'm pretty sure you are the left.
Yeah, I think you were left last week. All right. Start off with a Windows Bantamweight bout from France. Nora Cornoli.
What? And on the right side, number 15, Bantamweight from the UK, Melissa Mullins.
I guess we probably should tell Dub what we do. Dub, this is our new thing. We take the UFC card and we try to pronounce their names. Some are very interesting. So we switch off each week left and right.
I thought you were trying to say Cornholio.
It's close. It's close. Very close. That's almost what her name is. If we like to have people pull up UFC.com, look at the upcoming card, and follow along as we go. So
should I do the same thing?
If you want to, yeah, you can follow along and get a chuckle out of it or whatever you like to do. But yeah, UFC.com, go to events, go to upcoming April 6th fight at the UFC Apex. Second fight of the night, middleweight bout from the United States, no face, Dylan Budka.
And from Brazil, no face, Cesar Almeida.
Bantamweight bout from the United States, Dan, are you arguing with Mieta?
Oh, this is 300.
No. Nope. April 6th card.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
You made it.
Wait. There we go. Allen Curtis?
Yes, that would be the one. Then you got to scroll all the way to the bottom. We start at the bottom and go up.
There we go. Cornholio.
There you go. Grade the right side of that bantamweight.
Jean Matsumoto.
Women's strawweight fight from Venezuela, Piera Rodriguez.
From the United States, Cynthia Calvillo.
Bantamweight bout, minus 110, from China, Allegheny River.
And from Brazil, Victor Hugo.
Women's bantamweight bout from Brazil, minus 205 favorite, the number 11th ranked women's bantamweight, Norma Dumont.
And the plus 170 dog, Jermaine de Randamie.
Someone just put some words together there. Welterweight bout from the United States, plus 280 dog, old Court McGee.
And minus 355 favorite from the United States, Alex, I'm not a moron. Oh.
Oh. Going to your main card. Lightweight bout from the United States, Trevor Peekaboo.
Minus 230 favorite from the United States, Chuck E. Cheese Campbell.
Heavyweight bout, no country, no odds, no face, Volter Walker, Texas Ranger.
And from Poland, Lukasz Brzezinski.
Lightweight bout, minus 345 favorite from Chile, Ignacio Benihanas.
Plus 275 from the United States, Christos Giagos Lake.
Dude looks like Kenny.
He does.
Featherweight bout, minus 166 favorite from France. These are men, by the way. Morgan Charrière.
And from the United States, cheap marsupial.
In a featherweight bout, minus 192. We can't get as exciting with these. These are normal names. From the United States, Alexander, I'm not Aaron Hernandez.
And plus 160 dog from the United States, Johnny Damon, Michael Jackson.
I was just thinking the same exact thing. That is
awesome. And your main event of the evening, middleweight bout, the number 6 ranked middleweight, minus 198 favorite from the United States, Brendan Allen. Got two first names.
The number 14 plus 164 slight dog from the U.S., Chris Christie Curtis.
Also has two first names. So our main event is guys with two first names.
You got two first names.
Guy has two first names.
Got two first names. So that is your UFC card 1 week before UFC 300.
Trying to find out from it's WrestleMania trivia. So we're going to do that on the next show. Nice. So thanks to Wes Anderson for Moments in Time. Thanks to All Wear Clothing, Crandall's Quality Landscaping, Connell Barrett, DatingTransformation.com, Great Key Merch, Sparty Steve, Paper Denim Mart. And as always, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night.
Dub, welcome back for 1 week.
It's great to be back.